All right. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info, and we look forward to working with you. Ooh, y'all see me flipping my bang and trying things. Yes, I'm going to start with some housekeeping things as usual and kind of just got to share with you guys our goodies that we have going on. I should have brought my drink over here. Okay, yes. Let's share the goodies that we have going on before we get into today's conversation. Okay, so number one, join our membership community. Yes, we have a beautiful, lovely membership community, inner circle. I don't want to say it's surrounded by the podcast. The podcast is a launching point, but there are people, you know, you could be in the podcast, you could be in this membership community and not necessarily be a listener of this podcast, but it is called the Daughter Podcast membership community. And it is an opportunity to come together as kingdom women, to be watered, to get sunlight, to be planted, to grow, to mature, get some mentorship, get some development, get some growth. We do live Q&As around the podcast episodes, as well as we do live lessons and Bible studies, the works. You want to be a part of this. You want to be a part of this. This is an inner circle. It is a family. It is a community of like-minded sisters where you can really get some growth, some development, some maturity, some healing, some all of the things. So if you want to be a part of this, then go ahead and visit our Instagram page at Samantha Grimes TV. There is a link for the podcast community in the link tree. Click that link, pay your first $40, and then send us an email. Make it simple. You can just go to our website, www.sgls.info. Email us that way if you don't want to remember the long email address, and hit done. That'll tell us you're finished, and you will get an email from us within 24 to 48 hours with a welcome email, as well as information on how to get access on the inside. As well as, I am the author of 2 books. That will never stop blessing me. That will never stop blessing me, okay? I am the author of 2 books. The first book is Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. And family, I can't tell you how many testimonies have birthed from this book. It's still doing numbers, has so many people loving and enjoying that book. And basically it's a devotional, and the chapters are written like days. And so each day is a chapter, and we get into some, you know, heavy conversation about how to actually receive the love of God. You don't realize how much different of a person you can be, how different life can be. When you are receiving the love of God, we are a people that sometimes can be so focused on, let me show God how much I love him. Let me work. Or we just feel like we know God loves us. And I got that in this small fish. And the Bible says, and the greatest of these is love. Love is probably the greatest thing you could ever possibly learn, receive. And we're always learning. Man, there are aspects of his love that just go beyond our pay grade. And so I just can't recommend this book enough. After each chapter are 3 to 4 discussion questions, and they can be a little triggering because they're meant to help you really, you know, expose the areas where maybe you're not receiving, and then show you how. There are prayers. It's just a great book. As well as, I wrote my second book, which is Significant: Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. family, sometimes people that, you know, battle with low self-esteem, you don't know the trigger points. You don't know what are the things that I need to start unraveling. What are the truths I need to start dismantling so that I can start to believe what the Bible says and I can start to believe God and I can understand where my significance really should come from. This is that book. Each chapter goes at a major pillar that once knocked down and reestablished the right way changes the trajectory of your life. So, I can't recommend these books enough. Please head to Amazon.com or Kindle if you don't want to wait and get these books today. Okay. Both of them are pretty affordable, around the $12, $13 range, I believe. And yes, book a session with me. Yes, book a session with me. You guys, we actually have a sale going on, and I'm so sorry that I have not been talking about it. I just been posting about it on our social media pages, but I have not been saying it in these podcast episodes. But yes, join our membership community. Join our membership community. Yes, yes, yes. As well as, you guys, I'm losing Holy Spirit, just bring it back. See, this is called mommy brain, okay? You were talking about one thing and then your mind just went somewhere else. It's all right. I feel you giving me grace right now. I feel it. Book a session with me. Absolutely. We have a sale going on and you guys can get 100% access to it. It is our spring sale and it will be available until June 20th, 2024. And basically you can get up to 40% off on new contracts for coaching and counseling clients. And so listen, up to 40% off, that's better than a lot of stores. Okay. So just take advantage of this deal. Do not miss it. Let's go ahead and get that thing into rotation. If you would like to book a session one-on-one, a wide variety of coaching and counseling, Christian counseling sessions, and visit our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. Okay. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get some prayer time in, and then we're going to get into today's powerful, meaty topic. All right. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we honor you. We bless the name of the Lord. We exalt the name of the Lord, God, for you are worthy to be praised, Father. You are awesome. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You are lovely. You are righteous. You are the standard. You are love personified. And God, we are grateful for you. We're honored to know you. We're honored to have relationship with you. We're honored to be kept, oh God, by you. And right now, Father, we just invite the Holy Spirit, Father, into this podcast episode. We know you're already here, but we need you. There's nothing that I can say of real meaning or real value without the Spirit of God. So even now, Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me. Let every word that comes out of my mouth be your words and not my own, Father God. I submit to you my notes, my tongue, what I think that I know, Father God, and let it be what your daughters have been in need of, what they have been needing to hear all of this time, as well as I pray over your daughters, Father. I pray now, let their hearts be conducive. Let them receive, Father God. Let them be washed afresh and anew, Father God, in the word of God. Let them be, their faith in you be reignited, Father God. Do something unique in all of them, Father, that only you can do and you know needs to be done. And I pray now, Father, that you get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, and that we'll come back into the greater revelation that we are the beloved of Jesus Christ. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So this episode today, it's in light of our bigger topic, which is the topic of this season, which is beginning again. This episode is called the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. The B-I. Y'all, so serious. There was this choir. I found this video randomly on Facebook years ago and I tagged some people in it, but it was a video where they took the song, the theme song from Reading Rainbow. They took that and they changed the words around to talk about the Bible. And he was like, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. Like, listen, it blessed my whole life. And so when I was typing out this title, all I could think of was the B-I-B-L-E. That's all I could think about. But yes, we're talking about the Bible. The Bible. Yes. And I bet you're looking like, okay, we're having a whole podcast episode on the Bible. Yes, we are. Because listen to me. If we're talking about beginning again, and this is, listen, this is no shade whatsoever. Some of us need to begin reading your Bible again. And I really want to get into this because some of us look at the Bible or the scriptures as a religious duty. Like, okay, I clean the kitchen, check. I change the baby, check. I read a scripture, check. And if that's where you are, there's no judgment. But understanding the value of the Word of God is so important. Like, the Word of God changes your life. That's not a motivational thing to say. It literally, it changes your life more than a weight loss. It changes your life more than a new haircut. It changes your life more than a new man. It changes your life more than a new house or a new car or a new job or a new city. It changes your life greater than any and all of those things. It does not matter what you do. This should never be second. This should never be second. I want to start off by sharing this testimony. Many of you know of the famous Bishop T.D. Jakes. I know there's some scandal out there about him right now. And this conversation is not about your personal opinion of him or what you think. But I did want to share a part of his testimony. I listened to a teaching of some sort years ago by him. And what he said really blessed me. He talked about how he became a preacher. And he said, you guys, I had four kids at the time. And they were dirt broke, poor. And he dug graves for a living. That was his job. And he was in the darkest, deepest depression you could think of, trying to raise and take care of a family and was struggling. And he got hold of the Word of God, the written Word of God, the Logos, okay? And he said he got into the Word of God, not because he wanted to be a powerful theologian, and he wanted maybe to debate other preachers, not because he had a desire to be a preacher or to even be in ministry. But he got into it because he said, I was drowning and this was the only thing that could save me. And that thing has blessed me all these years later, because many of us, you're drowning. Maybe it's not as dramatic as that, but you are. Life is kicking your behind. You're just trying to be okay every day. You're just trying to stay above the surface. You know, you get in the pool and you're in a feat you really can't swim in. And so you're just trying to blow some air, try to keep the breath so you don't have to stay underwater 24/7. That's how some of our lives look. Seriously, you're drowning. And you may not want to hear that a scripture or the scriptures is what's going to save you. I can't tell you how many people, they want to go to a deliverance minister. And there is nothing wrong with that. Some of us need to go to a deliverance minister. But in your unique case, the Lord is calling you to read a chapter and meditate on it. The Lord is calling you into your Bible, and you want something a little bit more action-packed. You want something a little bit more, you know, shake the church. You know what I mean? For many of you, I want to say this. Many of you, it's not your fault. Many of you, when you were inaugurated into the kingdom of God, the first thing that was thrown at you was, what is your fivefold office? The first thing that was thrown at you is, what is your spiritual gifts? The first thing that was thrown at you was, how well can you preach? You would make a great look for this position. Teach this, do this. And scripture became an aspect of like, I don't know, like a, it just became one of your tools. Like, okay, I'm a makeup artist and just one of my brushes that I'm going to need in order to do makeup. I don't actually need a passion or a study of makeup. I'm just going to just start, you know, I'm going to just start doing this. And like I said, it's not many of your fault. Some of you, that's how you were inaugurated. And that doesn't mean the person that discipled you or the way in which that you came into the faith was wrong. I'm not saying any of that. What I am saying is it's never too late to get a hold of the thing that's actually going to change everything. Listen, it was a, she's actually a friend now, a dear friend of mine. But back when I first got saved, there was a preacher and she was just, oh, just powerful all the time. Just a powerful woman of God. And I remember we were on the phone and I was just asking her advice at that time of like, man, you're such a great preacher. Like, you know, how do you, you know, back, this is like years and years and years and years ago. I was asking about how she was so confident, you know, preaching the word of God. And, you know, and she said something to me that stuck with me years and years later. She said, Samantha, I don't study the scriptures to prepare a sermon. I read the Bible for my life. And then when a speaking engagement pops up, well, then I have that reservoir to pull from. Some of you, when you hear me talk on these podcasts, I may quote a lot of scripture. Family, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. It's never in my notes. I read the Bible. It's a part of my life. It's keeping me afloat. It is the truth that makes me free. And because it's getting so much in me, when it's time for me to do something like a podcast, it's time for me to work with a client, it's time for me to get on a pulpit, it's time for me to whatever, it's going to pour out of me. Even when I'm in my own process and journey with the Lord, the Holy Spirit will remind me of what he placed in me all those months ago when I was reading my Bible. Like, hey, remember that scripture? Now it's time to use it. Now it's time to war with it. Now it's time to see that it works. And so for many of you, I want you to be reintroduced to your Bible. And this is the thing. Even if you were an avid Bible reader before, and maybe you fell off, or you've always had a hard time with it, or you've kind of, you read it, you know, you don't know what to believe, what to think, you know, that whole thing. Maybe we can take a crack at it again differently. Because this is the thing, and I'm already in my first point, which is the value of the Word of God. A lot of times you don't understand the value of something. And so when you don't understand the value of something, what you do is you look at it like it's just another casual thing. So, there are people out there that study the scriptures from a historical context. Like, they just love history. So they look at the Bible as just this random history fact. They look at the people in the Bible, not as real stories that happened, but really nice, colorful characters. And they can actually tell you the word backwards and forwards. And so you're saying, so you almost wonder, why did somebody read the word from my God within my faith, but not experience my transformation? Well, number one, the Bible is the only book that you need the Holy Spirit present to really be able to read it, to really be able to receive from it, and to really be able to understand. And so a lot of people are reading it separate from the Holy Ghost. One of the first things I learned in my early walks with the Lord, every time I crack open my Bible, I ask the Holy Spirit for fresh revelation. Every single time. I ask the Lord to make it clear. I ask the Lord to renew my mind. You know what I'm saying? All the things. Because I cannot read this plain. And you know what I mean? Some people, like, if I just throw a bunch of scriptures at them, then they'll just get it. No, they need an encounter. They know scriptures. But if there's no God that makes those scriptures alive, then it's just pretty words on a sheet of paper. That's just it. And so when the Holy Spirit is involved, what I'm reading is alive. It becomes food. It's satisfying. It's edible. It's transformative. It makes me think. It convicts me in the right way. It changes everything. I realize it is God talking to me through my word. I'm going to keep it real with you. For some of us, you just like the Christian woman aesthetic. I love you. I love you so much, but I have to say it. You just like the Christian woman aesthetic, and you realize, hey, I wanna do that. So what do I need? And you act like it's an accessory. So first, girl, you gonna need a Bible. Then you gonna need some lighter lip gloss. Then you're gonna need, you know what I mean, the Proverbs 31 woman sweatshirt. Listen, I love all that stuff, but guess what? My Bible isn't my accessory. It's my sword. It's not that extra sparkle that I need to make me legit. It's my sword. It's a lifeline. It's what I'm going to eat on and drink. Like, I literally can't get enough. I shouldn't. If you say, I am a son or I am a daughter of God, and the very thing that you, what makes you a daughter, like the very thing that God is talking to you through, you do not read. Like, it's really hard to be a daddy's girl if I never talk to my daddy. Bigger than that, it's really hard to be a daddy's girl if I never listen to my daddy. So what makes a daddy's girl a whole thing is daddy. And if this is the avenue that, that my dad is talking to me, then, and I'm not listening, I'm going to start feeling more and more detached from him, more and more separated from him. Not because anything can separate me from his love, but the Bible doesn't say there's nothing that can that won't make you feel separated. Sometimes you guys, you may not feel very close. Well, you're not listening. Like for many of you, you want a prophetic dream. You want a prophet to come. You want utterance. You want God to speak to you directly. And sometimes you're in a season where God is like, yeah, I just want you to read your Bible. So I'm not going to say anything about this. I'm going to refer you to my word. You've got to now begin to pursue the value of the word. What is the value of the word of God? Why does this scripture matter? Why should I believe it over anything else? Why is it truer than anything else that anyone has ever said to me? The power behind the Bible is the author, and not Peter Paul. But it was inspired writers, which means it was the Holy Spirit writing this. So God himself wrote this. So basically God himself is saying, I am who I am by the grace of God. Oh, security. God himself is saying, I'm beautifully and fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, because it's not just somebody on the street saying it. Because we can all see something different, disagree. But when God says it, that's it. Shuts any and everyone else down. What anybody else or anyone else thinks or does or feels or says, it don't matter. What is the value of this? The value that you placed upon the word of God, that's what needs to shift in this season. That one is what needs to shift in this hour. You need to see it for what it is. Like sometimes you don't realize how powerful the tool you have. I've said this the last two podcast episodes. When you get a nail file set, when you get a hair comb set, you don't see the value of certain app products in that set until you really need it and you've used it and you realize, man, this thing is good. I'm going to cherish this now because I now know what it does and I'm so grateful that I have it. Some of you have not realized what the Bible does, so you don't have a moment to be grateful that you have it. Y'all hear my phone? Please ignore. But you haven't had that opportunity. You haven't had that moment. And some of you, the Lord is like, okay, come to me. You've been praying all week, all month, all year. Now ask me to restore that the value back to your word. Because it's already valuable, but it's a revelation you need to get. It's an experience you need to have. Man, when you see one scripture break chains off of your mind, when you see one scripture crack open your heart, when you see one script, y'all, this is a true story. This happened to me today. I was reading a scripture, and it was my daily routine of opening my Bible and highlighting and taking notes and commentary and concordance and all of that. And when I read it, something switched in me. And I was suddenly able to do something that for years I was not able to do. Just in 1 second, one verse, it's like I woke up like, oh, one time. You know what I mean? Like that, prophetic words are great and powerful, and they can do things like that too. And when prophetic psalmists sing over your life, oh, what the chains that can break. Okay. And when this and that happened, absolutely. But in the privacy of your own home, in your secret place, while you read, you could be in the car on break and you scrolling on your phone and you get to a particular verse and your life is forever different. So the next thing I really want to hit on, and this is actually the last thing, because I want you to go read your Bible, because I love you, it's application. A lot of times the reason that we struggle as outside of needing the Holy Spirit to be there and give us revelation is that you don't know how to actually actively apply the word. People just say, okay, so apply it. And then we walk off like we know what that means, because we don't want to be the weird person to actually say, I don't know. You remember in school? When there was a question you had, but you didn't want to raise your hand because you didn't want to sound stupid, even though there's no stupid questions. And then somebody took the risk for you and asked, and in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, thank you for asking. Because I thought the same thing. I'm going to just do it for you. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to tell anybody. Okay. It's fine. There's no judgment over here. Okay. But it's how to actively apply the word. We apply the word through meditation. We apply the word through confession. We apply the word through faith and action. We apply the word through prayer. Those are aspects of how we apply the word of God. So meditation. Meditation is something my husband actually talks about very often, and I think he teaches on it flawlessly, if you ask me. But a lot of times we haven't taken one verse. See, I think the pressure that many people experience when it comes to the word of God is they feel like I got to read 7 or 8 chapters and be a theologian in one night. And just, we don't have time for that. Like an avid Bible reader probably only reads 2 to 3 verses a day. And they may not always be in the same chapter. Sometimes you're reading a whole Bible story. Sometimes you're not. Okay. So just take that one verse, just take those two verse and just sit with it. Okay. Meditate on it, pull it apart and put it back together again, pull it apart and pull it back together again, and just meditate on it. And a lot of times in the process of meditating, the Holy Spirit will begin to give you what? Revelation. And as he begins to give you revelation on that thing, that revelation begins to renew your mind. It begins to shift your perspective. Your heart begins to open up and receive from the word of God. And now you begin to do the action of what? Living differently, walking differently, talking differently. There's some things that you get a revelation on that you just can't do wrong no more. You just can't go back. Some of you, like, that's what we need. You just need a revelation. I just need a revelation to where I just can't go back. Even if you don't like what God is saying to you, you still heard it. You still know. We're still not responsible for what it is that we know. You know what I mean? So meditating on the word of God, that's another aspect of eating on it. Like if you think you can't meditate, if you worry, you meditate all the time. If you worry about anything, you're meditating on it. Another aspect is confession, especially when we're dealing with spiritual warfare, you know what I mean? Or not dealing with spiritual warfare. A lot of times application of the word is I need to confess the word out of my mouth in situations. I need to actually apply it in this situation. I'm in a moment where I need to hear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so when a lie comes at me, or I'm in a situation or a moment where my value is being questioned, or I'm wondering if God really cares about me, rebuking the lie and say, you know what? Because for God so loved me, he gave his only begotten son. If God did that for me, he surely loves me. That's a moment of applying the word to your life. Another aspect of application is prayer. Praying the word of God. The Bible says God watches over his word to perform it. Number one, you are that word. So God is always watching over you. You don't need to watch over nothing. If you're watching over something, you're out of order. I love you. This is not a rebuke, but I'm here to tell you, you might be out of order. Okay. And everybody's had a moment, a season. Okay. But I'm here to lovingly shift you back to where you're supposed to be. Okay. Also the written word of God. Sometimes the Bible says, remind him of his word. Sometimes you need to just quote the Lord, you said, and 2 Chronicles, okay? You said it to me. And I'm reminding you of your word. God didn't forget, and he's not offended that you reminded him. You're reminding him, and also your spirit man is remembering. You reminded him, but also your spirit man is remembering. Oh, God said this, so why am I tripping? God is a promise keeper, so why am I worried? God would not dare lie to me. As a matter of fact, God can't lie. God is so not a liar that if he told a lie, it would suddenly become the truth. So if I know this and the word is saying this, then what am I doing? Your confessions. I will not be sick, because the Bible says, by his stripes, I am healed. Confession, that's applying the word actively in a moment where you coughing and you sneezing. You're using the word, you're using the sword of the spirit. You're using a sword. You're not going to just take sickness and just lay in it. But you're using your authority in that moment. And that's what I need. The Bible says faith without works is dead. There are some things that the Bible actually tells us to walk out. The Bible tells you not to lie. So now applying the word of God is you had an opportunity to lie and you don't. The Bible tells you to not commit murder. So you want to kill them, but you don't. Oh my, my. Letting it become an action. The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. And yet you keep hanging out with people that God has already told you to disassociate yourself with. Well, obeying his word is obeying him. He is his word. They are not separate. They are all together. They are a trinity. They are a package deal. So above all, family, I just want this episode to be an encouragement to you. Man, let the Bible change your life. Try the word of God again. Listen, this is real. Maybe you've had a negative experience and maybe you don't trust leadership or pastors. Okay. Maybe you've tried prayer and you're having a hard time. Okay. Try the Bible. Just do me this favor. Just do me this solid. Just try the Bible again. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you, give you revelation, help you to see what it is that you're not seeing, and just read it. Don't go for the jugular first. The first book you read, I do not believe should be Revelations. Okay? Try Ephesians. Okay? Try Genesis. Okay? Just try it. Try Psalms. Okay? Write out your questions. Ask the Lord, I don't understand this. Can you give me revelation? And then sit with him and let him tell you a response to that. Y'all, this is real. God doesn't forget anything. I just want to say this. God doesn't forget anything, and nothing is wasted with the Lord. I asked God a question based upon something I read, and it was not for a spiritual purpose. I just wanted to know, just to know. Like, God, I don't understand why, blah, blah, blah. And it was weeks before he gave me an answer. So I was out living life just saying, well, God will tell me when he's ready. And I remember I went to go get my makeup done for a photo shoot I had to do. And when I'm parking my car, the Lord answered me right then in my ear. And the answer blew my mind. I didn't even know how to eat it or swallow it. And sometimes God is good. He knew I was not ready for the answer the day I asked. I had to almost heal him. I had to prime me for that response. But God is not in the business of answering your questions. God's in the business of giving revelation. God is in the business of you getting it. The Bible says, and the truth shall make you free. The word is truth. Sometimes you're looking for this deep prophetic word for the prophet to just sense in the spirit that you're going through this thing and to call you up and to lay you out and to cast your demons out. And the Lord knows if you read this one verse, this one time, you will never struggle in this area for the rest of your life. But you didn't know that scripture was in there. And the enemy is hoping you won't read that Bible and you won't find out so that he can keep you in the same cycle he's had you in for however many odd years. Oh, but God, you serve a God that wants you to experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So that means not in the sweet by and by, right here, right now, I want you to catch wind of the truth and let it change you forever. Man, one word truths. All throughout scripture is what caused people to be healed from ailments that doctors could not figure out, healed from issues that nobody could explain, healed from demons and a corruption of demons. And we didn't even know how they opened the door to that thing. It was simple. It was simple truths. The Bible says, do not forfeit the simplicity of the gospel. Sometimes these one word verses, man, it will make you new. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. All right, family. That's all that I have for you today. Please feel free to rewind and catch up on those goodies and become a part of the family because I love you. I miss you. And I want us to do this together. So, all right, family. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.